The Day in Tech History is sponsored by Cachefly over at cachefly.com, where you can host your podcast and get a 14-day free trial.
Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
November 21st, 1877 is where we're going to start today. Thomas Edison announced the invention of the phonograph, which was a machine that could record and play sound using a tin foil cylinder. Not the disc that we are so known to know about phonographs. He would receive the patent for the invention on February 19th of 1878. 1905, Albert Einstein publishes his paper, Does the Inertia of a Body Depend Upon Its Energy Content? The journal Annalen der Physik is where he published it in. It revealed the relationship between energy and mass. Jump up to 1969. The first ARPANET link is established after being a bit of tweaking. UCLA and SRI machine at Stanford over a 50 kilobit connection goes online. 1983, after 2 years of testing, Time Incorporated announced that it would not go commercial with its Time Teletext system and closed it down. 1989, Atari releases the Lynx handheld video game system. It featured a 4 megahertz 65C02 processor for $189.95. 1990, the Nintendo Super Famicom system is released. It featured the 16-bit processor and 512 kilobytes of RAM, and it came bundled with the Super Mario World platform game. 1995, Buena Vista released Toy Story, which was directed by John Lasseter and starred Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, Don Rickles, Jim Varney, Wallace Shawn, John Ratzenberger, and many others. It was produced on a $30 million budget and would gross to $29 million domestically in its opening weekend. Of course, it was one of the first all CGI movies that came out and was one of Pixar's creations, which was at the time one of Steve Jobs' ventures.
If you love the Day in Tech History, then I encourage you to join my Patreon movement over at patreon.com/geekazine. Your contribution keeps the lights on and more Day in Tech History episodes available. Pledge as little as $1 a month or $12 a year for 365 days of podcasts. Add to that all the content from geekazine.com, morninggeeks.com, and other shows that I produce. That's over at patreon.com/geekazine. Now let's get back into your day in tech history.
In 2000, Jay Leno airs a match pitting Chinchilla against Ginsu in Vegas on The Tonight Show. 2001, Sega drops the price of the Dreamcast. The Dreamcast system in the United States went from $79.95 to $49.95. 2004, Nintendo released the Nintendo DS dual screen in Canada and the United States that featured two ARM processors, 67 megahertz main CPU, and a 33 megahertz coprocessor for $149 or $199 if you were in Canada. 2005, Nintendo announced that out of the 112,000 copies of Mario Kart DS sold in the United States during the first week of release, 45% of those buying had connected to Nintendo Wi-Fi connection, which was about 52,000 people. 2006, Tom B. released version 6.10 of the Ubuntu operating system. The system was an Ubuntu distribution remastered as a live CD. And in 2008, Apple released the iPhone 2.2 update. Yahoo sold Kelku to Jamplant for under $125 million. Kelku was a shopping comparison site. Also in 2008, a judge ordered Steve Ballmer to testify on the Vista suit. Machines that they said were Vista compatible were actually not. When people started installing professional and ultimate versions, they couldn't do all the functions that the software said it could. And 1,500 online viewers watched as Abraham Biggs committed suicide online on Justin TV. Some thought it was a joke, others kind of egged him on. After a couple hours, frantic viewers called police. And that is your Day in Tech History for November 21st. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. Follow me on Twitter over at Day in Tech Hist. You can get all the show notes over at the wiki page. And until tomorrow, we'll see you then. Take care. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.